Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 65. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 41. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 27 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we go into another weekend, all eyes and even some conspiracy theorists are focusing on Monday's upcoming solar eclipse, especially here in the state of Kansas as well, where near 92% of the sun will be blocked by the moon during the eclipse across Kansas. And with that, NASA consultant for KSNT News talks about what we could expect as the moon begins to block out the sun on Monday.
Looking back to the sky, if we are lucky and conditions are clear the afternoon of April 8th, the corona, the outer layer of the sun's atmosphere, will become visible as the moon completely covers up the sun. Another phenomenon known as Bailey's beads will be visible just before and just after totality. This is when bits of light that look like beads shine through the moon's rough surface here to Earth. The moon will then gradually move to uncover our view of the sun just after 4:30, and conditions will gradually start to brighten. Once the moon is completely out of view, allowing for full sunlight, the eclipse is complete.
Mid-America Network News.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax 8 is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax 8 has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/tax8 or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Another country great comes to Newkirk Friday, April 19th. John Anderson at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. John Anderson live and in concert. Get tickets at the Players Club or SevenClans.com. John Anderson at an all-ages show. Only at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, Highway 77, Newkirk.
One person is in the hospital after a multi-vehicle accident that happened on U.S. Highway 56 in Ford County on Wednesday, after the Ford County Sheriff says that the three vehicles that were involved in the crash ended up hitting cattle that were on the roadway. KSN News reports the event happened on Wednesday morning at U.S. 56 and County Road 107. Well, according to the Sheriff, Bill Carr, he said the two vehicles were semis that both had cattle trailers. The other vehicle that was involved was a car. According to preliminary investigations, they say one of the trucks that was hauling cattle ended up rolling over on the side of the road, dislodging from the frame, having the driver thrown from the vehicle. When the car heading west hit one of the cattle on the road and brought the vehicle to a stop, the other semi was also eastbound, hitting cattle as well that was on the road. However, that truck nor driver were injured in the event. According to the police report, several cattle did die in the crash, however, did not say how many cattle were actually on the road. The highway was closed down for roughly 30 minutes during the cleanup efforts as the Kansas Department of Transportation arrived with traffic control to clean up the area.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Legislative Bill 764, a bill looking to end Nebraska's current electoral college voting allocation system and introduced by Senator Lauren Lippincott, has failed in the legislature. Governor Jim Pillen was trying to reinstate the winner-take-all system for electing presidential and vice presidential candidates, awarding all electoral votes to the candidates who receive the highest number of votes in the state. Senator Julie Slama of Sterling attached the amendment to LB 1300, giving it more of a chance to make it through the last 2 days in a very tight session, but Senator Slama gathered only 8 of the 23 needed votes. Nebraska and Maine remain the only states that split their electoral votes by congressional district. The Nebraska legislator voted back in 1991 to get rid of the winner-take-all model, but the state didn't split its electoral votes until 2008, when Barack Obama captured one vote from the 2nd Congressional District. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Some things are better together, like burgers and fries, movies and popcorn, and auto and home insurance. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you bundle your auto and home coverage in one policy, saving you money. And if a storm hits and both are damaged, you'll pay a single deductible. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas legislators, including State Representative Lisa Mosier and Senators Dennis Pyle and Elaine Bowers, report that a tax bill has occupied a considerable portion of discussion as the State House approaches a 3-week spring break beginning next week. Compromise negotiations continue between the House and Senate. Elaine Bowers will be our public affairs guest this Saturday morning, as she outlines the process for developing laws and the tax issue. Bowers noted that her focus was on bills solving problems as opposed to just creating new legislation. Join Elaine Bowers Saturday morning on our public affairs program on KNDY at 7:10. Marshall County Public Works announcing that Jayhawk Road is closed west of 8th Road, west and north of Marysville. A bridge replacement is underway with construction expected for 2 months. Hanover Hospital Health Fair is Saturday, 7 to 10 a.m., with discounted lab work, as well as vendors with giveaways, coffee, and a free will donation breakfast and bake sale at the Hanover Community Building on the carnival grounds. For information, phone 785-337-2214. Hanover Hospital Health Fair, Saturday, 7 to 10 a.m. Marshall County Museum Day is Saturday, with free admission from 10 to 4. At the Historic Courthouse, Kester House, Pony Express Barn, and Historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville, as well as the Blue Rapids and Oquito Museums, and Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg School. The annual event is designed to showcase local museums and involve the community. Marshall County Museum Day Saturday, free admission at Marshall County Museums from 10 to 4. Axtell Knights of Columbus annual all-you-can-eat boiled shrimp, frog legs, and smoked pork chop dinner Saturday evening, 5 until 8:30 at the Axtell Legion Community Building. Annual Marysville High School Bulldog Booster fundraiser planned Saturday evening at 6 at Venue 36. Prom season underway with Diller O'Dell, Southern, Valley Heights, Hanover, and Washington County proms this Saturday. Valley Heights red carpet at 6. Hanover Promenade in the high school gym with pictures until 7. Washington County Promenade at 5 in the gymnasium. Prom is April 13th at Frankfort and Axtell, April 20th at Marysville and Centralia. Pony Express Barn and Museum in Marysville will host a guest speaker this Sunday afternoon with a presentation on Marysville schools and the Kansas Arts Collecting Movement, 1900 through 1950. Liz Seaton with the Beach Museum of Art at Kansas State University will share examples of efforts by Marysville schools to expose students to a wide variety of art during this period. Marysville was one of 23 towns in Kansas that received display items, which were placed in schools, libraries, and colleges, and were placed at the former Central Elementary in Marysville. Those dolls and dioramas are now on permanent display at the Pony Express Museum in Marysville. The program Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Marysville City Building, is free and open to the public. A Matter of Balance is a program to be offered at Friendly Corners in Washington for an 8-week period beginning April 10th. For older adults who may restrict their activities because they're worried about falling, Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging will offer practical strategies to manage falls, set goals for increasing activities, and increase strength and balance. First come, first serve. There's no cost for the class, which runs 8 weeks from 12:30 until 2:30 at the Friendly Corners in Washington. For additional information, phone Linda at 785-742-7152. Your news on your time, a daily podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available online at our website, KNDY Radio, on social media, and now on YouTube. Karen D. Adams, age 84 of Wichita, formerly of the Greenleaf area, passed away March 30th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the Greenleaf City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Karen Adams. June E. James, age 89 of Wymore, passed away March 27th. Celebration of life services planned Saturday, 10:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, with a visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for June James. Diane R. Houlette, age 78 of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 from St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Diane Houlette. Victor K. Jones, age 88 of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the New Hope Church in Marysville. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery east of Blue Rapids. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family visitation Monday, 5 until 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Vic Jones. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered steak with mashed potatoes, green beans, and fiesta fruit pudding. Monday's menu, barbecue chicken, Baby Baker's Garden Blend, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News time is 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect a thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some rain and thunderstorms possible into Saturday. Otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. Southeast winds between 20 and 30 and gusting as high as 55. Showers and thunderstorms continue into Saturday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. South winds between 15 and 30 and gusting as high as 50. Some rain possible in a Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s. Southwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Slight chance for some rain early Sunday night, then staying clear with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Westerly winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Sunshine into Monday with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Then partly cloudy into Monday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Some rain Tuesday, sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April 63, record high on this date 92, the average low 38, the record low 5 degrees. Sunset this evening 7:55, sunrise in the morning at 7:05. Below freezing, it's 28 degrees, sunshine this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 5th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
For all
all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. At historic Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis last night, a pair of NCAA tournament snubs duking it out for the NIT National Invitational Tournament title. Seton Hall, down 7 to Indiana State with under 3 minutes to play, went on a 9-0 run down the stretch. The Sycamores looking for the winning three late.
Tapped around 3 seconds. It's free. Conwell, a miracle at the buzzer. Off the front rim, no. And Seton Hall comes to Hinkle and wins the NIT. 79-77.
Our thanks to Westwood One. In Cleveland tonight, a women's Final Four doubleheader on ESPN. North Carolina State and undefeated one seed South Carolina at 7 Eastern. Gamecocks head coach Dawn Staley.
This is kind of what our players came to South Carolina for, and I'm so happy we could help them meet this moment.
In the nightcap, 9 o'clock Eastern or thereabouts, it's Paige Buckets-Beckers and the three-seeded UConn Huskies taking on Caitlin Clark's one-seed Iowa Hawkeyes. Clark says she's not focusing on the fanfare.
I think being able to block all that out and really lock in and focus on what your job is and what you're here for and, you know, knowing we're not satisfied.
NBA last night, the Sixers edged Miami 109-105. The Clippers escaped the Nuggets 102-100. And the Warriors extended their win streak to 6 in a 133-110 victory over Houston. On the ice, a milestone. Brad Marchand of the Bruins logged his 400th career goal in the first period of Boston's 4-1 win over Carolina. Elsewhere, the Jets locked up a berth in the Stanley Cup playoffs thanks to a hat trick from Gabe Vilardi in a 5-2 decision over Calgary. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Heard the catchphrase that's sweeping the nation?
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
People are saying Jackson Hugh, yeah, to Jackson Hewitt because they love saving money on tax prep. Do you love saving money? Then switch to Jackson Hewitt today and pay less than last year. Thousands of people have already made the switch. Why haven't you? Stop waiting and start filing. You won't get a better deal or a better catchphrase. All together now.
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
Good Friday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday, now April 5th, 2024, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline Report with Larry Steckline. Good morning, Larry.
It's no surprise to us. Farmers, if you haven't set in your fertilizer needs for this spring, I think you're a little late. There's never a time that's maybe too late. We're an average of $566 per ton for nitrogen fertilizer now. That's a significant increase from 30 days ago. The remaining seven fertilizers are slightly higher. On a price per pound of nitrogen basis, the average urea price, 62 cents a pound, anhydrous, 48, 28%, 63, and 32%, 62. So there you go. Probably wouldn't hurt still to get her bought if you don't have. In the meantime, we have a couple other things to cover. This farm bill issue. The House is working diligently to try to get something put together. The lawmakers there have come up with a creative approach in finding additional $40 to $50 million to put into the budget for crop insurance, market access program, foreign market development program. They want to increase some of those things. I think the chances are slim and none myself, but over on the Senate side, Debbie Stabenow, who's a great gal, by the way, in my opinion, she's the Ag Committee Chairman. She reiterates that funds earmarked for USDA's conservation programs won't be added to the Farm Bill baseline for other purposes. USDA, I guess, has applications for over $900 million in RAP, more than three times initial allocations for the first round of the five-year export promotion plan. So it can be spent if they'll put her out there in the open, no doubt about that. I still say we're a long ways from getting a farm bill, much closer to extending the current one. See you on the next TechLine report.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 50.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Now is the time for Kansas producers to determine the herbicides they'll be applying to their wheat crops. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster explains why the herbicide dicamba requires application before the jointing stage in the wheat plant's life cycle.
One thing to pay attention to prior to jointing would be a dicamba application. So we have some herbicides that include dicamba as a premix that can be applied in this case as well. But dicamba is one we really think about because we don't want it to cause, you know, malformations in the wheat. We don't want to see yield loss.
She discusses the benefits of herbicide application during flag leaf and lists the recommended chemicals.
There's a wide variety of products that can be applied through flag leaf, right? So that's going to give us lots of flexibility to look and see kind of what the weeds are doing. We talk about the importance of spraying small weeds. And so that holds true in wheat as well. Our mustards and anything else that we'd be going after in our wheat crop. We're going to get better control when they're small, especially before they start to bolt. But some of the types of products that can be applied through flag leaf, some that folks might be particularly interested in talking about would be some of the newer premixes that are based around the molecule haloxifen methyl. That's a product that's branded as Elevor when it's by itself, but when it's combined with Starane, it's marketed as Pixaro. When it's combined with Fluracilam, which is a component of Orion, it's called Culex. When it's mixed with both Starane and Axial, it's called Resuvent. And when it's mixed with Starane and Stinger, it's called Wide R Match.
Lancaster relays a comprehensive outline of the Group 4 herbicides, which control broadleaf weeds during times of flag leaf.
When we talk about those Group 4 herbicides, they can, generally speaking, come in a variety of salts, chemically speaking, not like the stuff you put on your mashed potatoes, but a chemical salt. And so two of the common types of salts would be an ester or an amine. Ester formulations we think of as being a little bit more efficacious, especially in a hot environment. They tend to have a little better activity. The downside of an ester formulation, they're more prone to walking off, to volatility and vapor drift. The other hand, amine formulations tend to not kind of walk as well. So when we think about applications like in wheat stubble or any time when we don't want to cause injury to neighboring broadleaf plants, using that ester formulation is a bad idea.
That was K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster on herbicide decisions for wheat. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Manhattan Tweed Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, April 10th, starting 11 a.m. on the first camp after pairs. There will be over 150 choice Angus, Black White Face, Sim Angus, and Herford first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves by side. All bred heifers include over 135 fancy black, Black White Face, Sim Angus, and Red Angus heifers, bred to low birth weight bulls for late August through October calves. Fall bred cows include over 500 choice black, Black White Face, and Red Angus cows. They're bred to Angus and Sim Angus bulls for late August through October calving. They'll have 60 black cows. They'll be 3 years to older. Bred to Charlet or Angus bulls for late April, May calving. There'll be 47 reputation black Angus and Red Angus open replacement heifers, plus 35 Angus, Hereford, Sim Angus, and Charlet bulls ready for heavy service. For more information on a special cow sale, be held Wednesday, April the 10th at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
We often share tips for homebrewed lawn and garden treatments, but homemade doesn't always mean harmless. Some cautionary advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 5th, the 96th day of the year. Screen legends Betty Davis and Spencer Tracy were both born on this day. Do-it-yourself lawn and garden treatments are fun and sometimes effective, but they're not always harmless. One popular home-brewed insecticide contains chewing tobacco. Critics warn that the active ingredient, nicotine, is far more lethal than shelf-bought insecticides. It also kills both harmful and beneficial insects indiscriminately. Another dangerous practice is mixing home brews in empty food containers, the cause of several cases of accidental poisoning each year. If you're going to make your own lawn and garden concoctions, research them carefully, and above all, use common sense safety measures. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
731 from KNDY and 29 degrees, with highs in the upper 60s, near 70 today, again tomorrow. Chance of precipitation moving in over the weekend. It's expected to be breezy Saturday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Men's college basketball back in action again starting tomorrow as the Final Four of the Division I men's basketball tournament is added again as we see number one UConn taking on number four Alabama and number 11 North Carolina State taking on number one Purdue. UConn passed through the Elite Eight with breeze after beating number three Illinois 77-52 last weekend, with Alabama having a closer game against number six Clemson with a victory 89-82. It was a bit of an upset on the right side of the bracket as North Carolina State, coming in as a number 11 seed, ended up beating Duke 76-64, and Purdue squeaking by number two Tennessee with a 72-66 victory in that Elite Eight round. With the two games for the Final Four set for Saturday, the national championship for that Division I men's basketball tournament is set for Monday evening to finish off the 2024 basketball year. Mid-America Network Sports.
Valley Heights baseball team split with Riley County as Riley County wins the first game 12-0. Valley Heights takes the late game 9-3. Marysville High softball teams at Clay Center in a tournament Friday, Saturday.